Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Doesn't that just thrill your heart to be in God's house singing praises unto His name? Good to have the ensemble up here singing this morning, "I'll Fly Away." I tell you, they just bring a joy to your heart. This morning, and thinking about preaching, and I had no idea we're going to have pastors from far-off places here, Kalamazoo, Michigan. We're going to have, and I know within the congregation, many times we have tremendous Bible scholars. The ladies, when they come into the class, I'm just so moved. So I thought this morning I would impress you, and this morning my topic is going to be bumper stickers. So... if you walk into any Bible college and you'd say your title is going to be bumper stickers, they would kind of frown and look and scratch their head. They always do that here at church anyway, so we don't have to worry about that at Mount Calvary. Last Sunday, so blessed to have Mom here, and afterwards, as he hit the road, and I know it was there's a lot of excitement for it to be here, and you folks were just extra kind, extra warm to come up and show all the love, and we headed out on 66 to head down 81, and it wasn't long before I was the only individual awake in the vehicle. And that was good, because I was the one driving. And I was going down the road. I don't know, I always have music going on, but, some folks that were taking little naps and all, so I kind of turned the sound down a little bit, and I just was looking out, and I was seeing some bumper stickers. And, they're just little things that I've always enjoyed. I know one of my favorite bumper stickers of all time talks about Christians. Not perfect. Just forgiven. And I've always liked that. I've always liked that theme. But then I've always liked those humorous things you see. And there was one, "If you lived in your car, you'd be home now." And we in the D.C. area with our commuting, that's very close to our hearts. There was another one that says, "Honk if you like peace and quiet." And I remember years ago I read about a fairly famous bumper sticker. Back during Operation Desert Storm, soldiers were required to change the color of their big Humvee. And what they did is they tried to paint it to match the sand that was around in the area to help camouflage it. Just so happened the color was, and the color they tried to change it to that sand, all of a sudden this Humvee took a very pinkish hue to it. And you can imagine all these soldiers and how other guys would come around, and here they are driving this pink Humvee. And somebody made up a little bumper sticker, says, "Ask me about Mary Kay." True story. Put it right on the back. And then for all you Star Trek fans out there, I like a little short, and it says, "Boldly going nowhere." Nowhere. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read for you a scripture that's in the book of Philippians. I know in my life sometimes that I've felt like I've been boldly going nowhere. It took me a long time to realize the difference between motion and direction. So many times in my life, I feel like I've just been busy. And I thank God that He in His wisdom and He in His leading has shown me direction. Direction. In Philippians, the third chapter, Apostle Paul talking here, talking about the wonderful things that Christ has done and all the things that he simply counted for loss in his life. for the cause of Christ. I love this chapter. So many things in it there in the fourth chapter. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus. But then back in the third chapter, I want to share with you, Paul, knowing that he would have his total perfection once he was with Jesus, he makes this statement. Not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected. And this is what he says, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to apprehended, but one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing of you reading your word today. Just open our minds and hearts for just a moment so we can understand better that truth that you have for each one of us as individuals. I ask this in Jesus' precious name, all God's people. Amen, amen, amen. Last week we talked about test. We talked about certain challenges that you face in life. And this week, you may not realize it yet, but today is my birthday. I've gotten wonderful cards. People are already sharing me. Don't think of it as being a year older. Think of it as simply falling apart. Different wonderful words of encouragement that I heard from members out here today. Thank you. Thank you. I've gotten texts from folks over there like that. And, you know, it's sad. It really is sad what some people make fun of you on your birthday. It's sad. I received gifts already. And to kind of tie in with the theme that I'd like to share with you just today, I believe that there's a big difference. There's a big difference when people are running around and trying to find some of life's perks. I want to tell you what life's perks are. People run around, they're trying to get money, they're trying to get houses, they're trying to get cars, they're trying to get things that you may view of as the perks of life. But I'm here to tell you today, as every Wednesday night recently, we've been studying that book about the purpose-driven life. That you will only find happiness when you find purpose, not perks. Purpose. I was placed here for a purpose, and so were you. And that purpose is to simply serve God. It starts with Him. Somebody asked me one of those questions, you know, that could be on a bumper sticker. They said, well, what if the hokey pokey is really what it is all about? Because they knew that I'd get a little chuckle out of it. And I said, yep, we got the minister here writing down notes over here. What are you talking about over here? You know, this is something you got to lock us back, you know. Sometimes I think there's a little more truth in that than you think. Because sometimes you realize how precious the people that God allows to be in your life are. Here at Mount Calvary, I stand in front of you, what I believe the most blessed church that I've ever seen. There are a lot bigger churches. There are a lot of churches that can do different things. That are a lot of churches that God has simply appointed to do their thing. And I praise God for each and every one of them. But for some reason here in this corner, He has simply allowed us to form as a family, sharing our burdens, sharing our joys, sharing the praises of what God is doing in our lives. Many years ago, there's a pastor by the name of Bob Moorhead, and he wrote down a declaration of his faith. How I wish that I could live up to this. Because when I read it, I was just simply moved. He wrote, "I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. And my future is secure. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, positions, promotions, or popularity. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ." Then he wrote, "I won't give up, shut up, let up, slow up, until I've preached up, paid up, and prayed up, and stayed up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. And I must go till he comes, give till I drop, preach till all know. And when Jesus comes to get his own," this is the part I like, "he'll have no problem recognizing me. My colors will be clear because I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ." The greatest calling in all of the world is simply to be a child of God. The greatest privilege to live forever with the children of God. And also the greatest challenge that you will ever face in your life. Today for me is a day of cake. It's cake. I like cake. I hope you like cake. It's a big cake. And I'm hoping that all the hands that made it, wherever store they are working in, made it with a little blessing for each and every one of you. I've already received certain gifts, and I wanted to share with you a gift that is very precious to me. Last week, the ladies got together, and they were doing crafts, and I don't know. Mom and Linda and Lori and Megan and Anne Marie and Hattie and all the people you expect to see on the wall at the post office. They were down there doing crafts. And there was an idea that was shared around, and I know these ideas were kind of shared and they were done together. And on Saturday, I went to go see my nephew Hunter play baseball. I'm so proud, so proud. My sister Lori, she says, "I'm going to give you your gift early." I have. This is a pillow. Don't you wish you brought a pillow to church today? Most of you at sermon time really miss your pillow. But this pillow is very special to me. If I understand this correctly, under it's a simple pillow, but on the side they cut out, this is actually one of my father's shirts. Over here is the pocket. I've asked my mother to go find his hunting license, which he loved. And I first saw a pillow like this. I was over at Cousin Rick's house over there, and I was just looking at one of Uncle Richard's shirt pillows. I guess we call them shirt pillows, pillow shirts. And I like it because it's useful. And in talking, they say, you know what? Don't sit it up on the shelf and just look at it. Go ahead and use the thing. If it gets dirty, take the shirt off, pillow, throw it in the laundry, and just put it back on there. I love gifts that you use. I believe that God in his wisdom has given us gifts in our lives that we need to use. I believe that you ought to get right with God. I believe that you ought to use His Word as a guideline for your life. But then I think you ought to get to work. By sharing what God has done for each and every one of you with others that may be hurting, maybe not so fortunate, maybe wondering today, how am I going to get through it? And I believe that the things that He gives us are to be shared, like the cake. I know here you have no idea of what a joy it is to serve. We don't get it right all the time. We don't make all the right decisions. We simply try to press forward to the mark of the high calling. We simply share one with another. When somebody has a praise, we all praise God together. When somebody has a hurt or a sorrow, trust me, friend, if I can laugh with you, if I can feel comfortable enough to kid with you, I will have no problem crying with you when the time comes. I don't know if you remember any of the little bumper stickers. I don't know if you remember anything from this sermon today. You'll probably remember, boy, couldn't wait to get to the cake. There was a guy who was riding on the motorcycle up the road there, and he had one of those t-shirts on and said, "If you can read this, my wife fell off." I laughed. I find joy in what God has done. I find joy in the freedom that He's given us here at Mount Calvary. And I find joy in simply serving Him. And I know you do the same. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in Your house. We've sung praises unto Your name. We've opened Your Word, and I believe that we've been challenged. We've simply been challenged in our heart of hearts to realize what a wonderful calling, what a great responsibility to be a child of the King. We thank You for all every one of those prayer requests that we heard answered today. The bodies that You are touching, the lives that You are mending. God, we thank You for that. We ask You now that You allow us and to have a time of fellowship. Just smiles and laughter and joy, knowing how fortunate a people we are. And I personally want to thank each one in this church. God, what a joy it is to serve You. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Now, I'm supposed to do what, Hattie? Come tell me.